Community Matters, solutions to local issues and leaders who are making a positive difference.
Hey, it's Megan from The Morning Show on Your Encouraging WPER. Welcome to another edition of Community Matters. Today, I'm excited to speak with Rita Beal with Child Evangelism Fellowship of Virginia. She's going to be sharing a little bit about CEFVA, as well as some ways that you, as part of the listening community, can support the work that they do. Without further ado, here is Rita Beal. Rita, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today. Could I ask, could you tell us a little bit about what Child Evangelism Fellowship of Virginia is? What do you do? Who do you serve? Basically, what is your main mission?
Sure. Thank you very much for having me on today. CEF of Virginia, that's Child Evangelism Fellowship of Virginia, is part of an international organization based in Warrenton, Missouri. And it's the world's largest evangelistic outreach to children. We're in almost every country in the world. And you might ask, well, why evangelize children? Well, in Mark 10:14, Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of heaven." Studies bear witness to this fact because they show that around 85% of those who become Christians do so between the ages of 4 and 14. So children are the most fruitful mission field. And CEF of Virginia is based in Richmond. As I said, we're part of the national and international organization. We have 8 regions that we oversee. And 6 of those regions have chapters with staff and a committee. And we're also pioneering the Shenandoah Valley and Mountain Empire regions. They have ongoing ministry there, but those areas have no infrastructure at this time. You asked, who do we serve? And the answer to that question is best provided by giving you our purpose and mission statement. Our purpose is to evangelize boys and girls with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, disciple them in the Word of God, and establish them in a local church for Christian living. Our mission is to enlist, equip, and encourage qualified leaders to help us fulfill that purpose. And we accomplish that mission in part by partnering with churches. As one of my colleagues says, we are like the bridesmaid that comes alongside the bride, the church, to assist her in accomplishing the Great Commission. So we help train church groups on how to evangelize children. We help them adopt an elementary school to hold a Good News Club. Usually it's after school. And we provide them with curriculum and give them other support as they lead these clubs. And we also have a ministry during the summer, our 5-day club ministry, and we work with churches there again, asking them to send us their teens during the summertime. And we call that our Christian Youth in Action training program. So teens come to us for 1 week, and we train them how to lead these 5-day clubs. And the 5-day clubs are similar to our Good News clubs, but they operate over 5 consecutive days during a week. And generally, they're held in people's backyards, at YMCAs, or other places where children gather.
Excellent. Thank you so much. What is your role within CEFVA? And I guess along with that, what are your primary responsibilities within the organization?
My role is as state coordinator. So I oversee, CEF of Virginia is a corporation, and so I oversee operations, staff, and work with my state board for planning and generally promote the ministry.
How long has CEFVA been around? When did it get started?
Well, our international organization started 85 years ago, and CEF of Virginia was chartered under it nearly 54 years ago.
Wow.
So next year we'll be celebrating 55 years.
That's incredible. In your time, have you seen a lot of growth over the years?
Well, we have. We've seen growth in staff. Of course, we're bringing in more people to serve on our state board and our committees, and we've seen more children saved. So, yes, we have seen growth. For instance, when I arrived, Danville had been closed to all after-school Good News Clubs. And working with a state board member who lived in Danville, we were able to convince the superintendent and the school board to open up all of the schools to after-school Good News Clubs, or to at least allow them. And just this past year, one of those clubs that started had 120 children show up for it.
That's an incredible turnout right there. Is that typical, or is that kind of high for something?
That's high. That is high. Generally, our clubs will be anywhere from 35 to maybe 65 children. But 120 is quite remarkable, yes.
That is incredible, incredible. Thank you. How is CEF of Virginia funded?
Primarily through individual donations. We do have some businesses that support us, but generally it's through individuals deciding that they want to get behind the ministry.
You talked a little bit about Good News Clubs, and I'm interested in hearing a little bit more about that. Is that something that is spearheaded by CEF of Virginia? Or, like, for instance, if there was a school that wanted to see if they could do something like this, could they reach out to CEF of Virginia to get that started?
They could. As a matter of fact, there supposedly, and I think this is a school in the Midwest, where there was a Muslim principal who saw the effect that Good News Clubs were having, not only on children's academics, but also behavior issues went down. And so this Muslim principal said, I want a Good News Club in my school too. Mm. So occasionally we do have a school that will reach out to us, but generally speaking, it's by working with a church, and then the church will adopt an elementary school nearby, and we help train their folks, and work with them in the school to get parental permission slips out. And then once those permission slips come back in, we're able to start a club. One other thing I should mention is that for the children's protection, we also screen everyone who becomes involved with a club. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just to make sure that and we follow child protection policies very closely.
So all of these people that you're training to work with the kids, are they, I'm assuming that they're on a volunteer basis, correct?
Yes. Yeah. We have staff members who are overseeing these various clubs and the Good News Club teams, and we do a lot of training. So we do have staff, but generally speaking, it is a church that will get a group of folks together and designate one person as their team leader. Mm-hmm. And we work closely, again, a lot of training to help them know how to present. And we give the curriculum also so that they know how to present a Bible lesson. And the gospel is woven into the Bible lesson. We have memory verses, songs, games, and even snacks for the children.
Amazing. Thank you. Have you run into any situations where you've got a church who is eager to sponsor a local school, but they're unable to find a partner? Like, are they able to even branch outside of their area to sponsor a school if need be?
I haven't heard of a situation where they've not been able, although there are times when the school's policies, and we see a few times where schools say, in order to actually hold your Good News Club here, you're going to be charged for maintenance, for security, and it's going to cost you $250 per time. Mm-hmm. This is something that I hope we can spearhead and maybe address at school board meetings. But when, and we had a situation, for instance, in the Eastern Shore, where some Good News Club team leaders met with a superintendent who said, we're going to shut down and not have any after-school programs. So what the team did in that instance is the church was right next door to the school. They decided to pick up the children and move them over to the church to hold it at the church instead of the school.
Ah, very innovative way to get around that. Can I ask, during mm-hmm. these clubs, especially since they're, you know, primarily being held in schools, how deep in the gospel do these leaders go into with the kids?
Very deep. So, for instance, there might be a story about Naaman. And as I said, what we CEF is known for the wordless book. And the wordless book goes through the different elements of the gospel. And each of those elements is incorporated into a Bible lesson. And so during the Bible lesson, they will actually transition to talk about an element of the gospel. At the very end of the Bible lesson, there's an invitation given for children, for everybody to close their eyes, and anybody who would like to place their faith and trust in Jesus Christ to raise their hand. And if they do that, then while the other children who haven't raised their hands are meeting with somebody for like a missionary story, the children who raise their hands are then counseled for salvation. And we're very careful to go through the elements and make sure the children understand what they're doing. And we give them verses for assurance of salvation. And so this is, a couple of months ago, I was able to actually give a Bible lesson, give the invitation, and then counsel a five-year-old who came to faith.
That's incredible. So I guess my concern would have been that since they're held in schools, are there any limitations on what they can say, what they can share? But it sounds like there's not.
Well, I mean, that's, I think, the most surprising thing for people to learn. And my background is as a lawyer, actually, religious civil liberties. Mm-hmm. If it's not endorsed by a school, there is a lot. For instance, in my prior vocation, we used to defend children who would try to share their faith, and school officials would try to prevent them from doing so. And so in 2001, actually, a Good News Club case went all the way to the Supreme Court. It was Good News versus Milford Central School. And the U.S. Supreme Court confirmed at that time that CEF and other religious groups had an absolute right to hold non-curricular clubs on school grounds during non-instructional time. Mm. And it would be on the same basis as other groups. So if, for instance, the Boy Scouts or some other club decided to meet after school, they would have to allow a religious group like CEF to also meet. And the great thing about it is that it has enabled CEF and the Good News Club teams with whom we work to reach children who may not otherwise go to church. Mm-hmm. What we find, too, is that these children many times will then want to go to church, and they will bring their parents. And we had one school in the Chesterfield County area that grew by 50% within a two-year period because saved children were bringing their families to the church.
That is really, really cool. I'm curious, how are kids learning about these clubs, whether we're talking about the Good News clubs that are happening after school or even the training for high school and college youth through CYIA?
Well, because our staff reach out to churches, first of all, and get the churches involved. But also, once the church is involved and we send out permission slips, the parents will receive the permission slips and decide whether or not they want their child to participate. And a lot of schools have kind of an open house at the beginning of the school year, too, And our Good News Club teams will go to these open houses so that parents can learn about them there.
Perfect. So there's plenty of opportunities then for parents to get involved in terms of, you know, finding out who's going to be working with their kids, what their kids are going to be learning, and to ask any questions and things.
Correct.
Do you have any big dreams for CEF of Virginia, things that you'd like to see implemented or ways that you'd like to see it grow even more?
I do. And my board, my state board does. We are, as I mentioned before, we are pioneering the Shenandoah Valley and Mountain Empire regions. One goal is for us to form committees in each of these regions and then call local directors to work and oversee their areas. As I mentioned, we've got pockets of ministry going on in these areas, but we need the infrastructure to help support it. Additionally, my state board just approved of an incentive plan where we are going to be pursuing 1,000 Good News Clubs in public schools in the next 5 years.
That is incredible. How do you intend on achieving those goals, those milestones? Like, do you have a specific plan in place on how you're going to reach more?
We do, yes. So the incentive is for each of our chapters to reach 20 new or restarted from the pandemic if clubs close down, 20 schools within the year. And with the six chapters that we have, plus hopefully ministry that we get started in the Shenandoah Valley and Mountain Empire regions, if they each reach 20 per year, then we should be able to reach 1,000 within 5 years.
Perfect. You brought up a great point about just in mentioning the pandemic. I'm curious, how did that impact the work that CEF of Virginia is doing? And has it taken a while to bounce back if you did suffer quite a loss of activity during that time?
Well, it has. It did affect us for sure. Mm-hmm. Couple of things that occurred. CEF International, CEF USA created a program online that children could listen to, so they could still have their clubs, you know, just at home. But we also developed Zoom clubs, and so it wasn't ideal, but it was the next best thing that we could do. So, for instance, if a cat walked by and the child was distracted, a Good News Club leader would text the parent to say, okay, Johnny is not participating right now. Could you help him? So there were workarounds, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. The Unite program was the Good News Club program that was set up by online presentation at USA.
And how has the process been recovering from the pandemic then? Have a lot of the same schools that were previously hosting these clubs, are they back on board?
Many of them are, yes. And we're in the process of trying to restart as many of them as we can. As you might imagine, there are people who say, well, I did that then, that was a couple of years ago, but things have changed. Mm-hmm. So some of the clubs are being reconstituted, I guess you could say, for the churches that are still interested in working with us. And then others, you know, just because of changes that occur. And we have attrition, but growth each year just depends. We're still working through a lot of the effects of the pandemic, but we're pleased with the progress we see.
What are some ways that the listening community can support the work of CEF of Virginia?
Well, there are several ways. One of the biggest way is through prayer. We need more prayer supporters, and we send out a weekly prayer newsletter and ask folks to pray for our chapters. So each chapter has a day, and then our state office has a day. So that's one way they could get signed up for the prayer newsletter. We also need more Christians to serve with us on our state board and on our local committees. And then finally, we need financial supporters. We're all, as I mentioned before, supported by individuals primarily. So those that want to get behind our work. And if folks are interested in learning more about us and becoming involved, we have a brand new website, and I mentioned it previously, it's cefva.com.
And on that website, are there resources and tools for people who not just want to support CEF of Virginia, but if they want to get involved more or bring some of these things to their own neighborhood?
Yes. So there's not only do we say here is the map of Virginia, find where your area is. If you and your church would like to become involved and actually sponsor a Good News Club in a local school, you can sign up through our website, and one of our local areas will then get in touch with them to get them plugged in.
Fantastic. Rita, I don't have any further questions, but before I let you go, did you get a chance to talk about everything that you'd like to about CEF of Virginia?
I did. Thank you, Megan.
It is my pleasure. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay. Thank you.
And that concludes another edition of Community Matters. Thank you once again for hanging with us today. And of course, if you'd like to hear audio from any of these interviews again, you can do so right on our website, wper.org. Have a great day.